Welcome to ABQ Connect, a full hour of special guests, hot topics, a Christian perspective on the news, and views of the day at 338-5790. So join us now for ABQ Connect.
Welcome in, everyone. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon, and I am not just understating that either. It is an awesome day today. Temperature getting close to 70. We'll stay in the mid-60s here for this first day of spring and then all the way through the weekend here from KNKT tomorrow. Now, normally, we bring Rick Hobson in from, he's from Jericho Nursery. He's the garden guy. We bring him in the first day of spring. We're going to bring him in the first full day of spring tomorrow, okay? So look forward to that here on ABQ Connect. Also, later on this afternoon, we're going to be sharing some additional events here that are yet to come for this end of March. Yeah, the Southwest Chocolate and Coffee Festival, that's coming up this weekend. City of Albuquerque has a whole bunch of stuff yet to come as, things are starting to blossom and bloom up there. Presbyterian Hospital is starting their Daffodil Days. You go to phs.org and /daffodil there and enjoy that. And a lot blooming up here. So let's find out. First up in the program this afternoon, we've been doing a lot of talk about marriage and relationships. Of course, we had that big family life conference just a couple of weeks ago. So some of the folks didn't get to that. So we wanted to bring in Aaron Smalley from Focus on the Family and maybe open up the door to some more marriage issues. Aaron, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing great. Now I'm hungry now that you mentioned the chocolate and coffee festival.
Yeah, isn't that something? It's like a whole big old, smorgasbord of all that coffee and chocolate.
So good.
and of course, the key here is the nutritional value. We go for the organic. There'll be people there that actually take the initial cocoa bean and put it through its process,
So, wow.
Yeah, good stuff.
That's awesome.
And that's this weekend. We're actually going to be talking to Dean Strober a little bit later on today and giving away a few of the tickets for that event. So,
very fun.
Well, Aaron, and of course, you've been married to Gary Smalley up there at Focus on the Family. Well, not your whole time at Focus, but, how long have you guys been together?
Yep. Greg and I have been married for 22. We're actually going to celebrate our 22nd wedding anniversary May the 30th.
That's
so
fantastic.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's great stuff. And you married into the Smalley family, right?
Yes, I did.
So, now, did you have some communication skills already? Were you equipped for going into this deal here?
I think Greg would answer this the same way. Not really.
No.
We did very minimal premarital counseling. As we were going in, Greg convinced me that we would be just fine. And about 2 years into our relationship, we realized we really needed to get equipped. And we sought counseling, and we had a mentor that stepped into our lives and really turned things around. And really, that has fueled our passion to really serve and minister to couples in crisis and just to enrich marriages.
So that whole dark time there really did lead to some learning and growing together, and now you guys head up the marriage ministry at Focus, right?
Oh, yes. That dark time, it fuels everything that we do, that we learned so many great things over, not only during the 2 years, but as we started approaching 6, 7, 8 years of marriage, we just continued to learn, and we're still continuing to learn. But really, there was just like this season that we just anything we could get our hands on, we were learning. Greg was finishing his doctorate in psychology, and once he finished, I was like, I think I want to go. And so I actually went back to school and got a master's in clinical psychology, and so we got the clinical training, but then also the personal relevant everyday life training.
Well, yeah, it's not just the business of marriage, is it? Because
no.
you actually talk a lot about that. Often couples get stuck just administrating their marriage, and that's not what it's all about, right?
Yeah, just in this day and age, the research is showing that the average couple in America spends less than 4 minutes a day really connecting heart to heart. And really, the rest of the time that they interact, it is like it's like administration. They're talking about chores and kids and in-laws and, who's taking who here and there and
that's
work.
That's true.
And, it just is, but it's not the deep, connection that we long for in our relationship, especially our marriage relationship.
Well, that's true. And that's why communication, it is really, it all starts there, doesn't it?
It sure does. It's really the groundwork of our relationship. If we're not talking, then that connection isn't happening. And really, if a couple stops talking, then their marriage starts to distance, and then disconnection sets in. And that can be really damaging and threatening to a marriage relationship.
Sure thing, because we already have, there are built in certainly a lot of differences in how we do communicate. You got to get through those areas, right? That can be a little tricky, obviously.
Yes, I'm sure it's not shocking to you that men and women have different styles of communicating and different purposes in communicating. You know, men really want to come in and have a task and solve a problem, and, you know, they talk for a reason. Versus women, we just talk to connect and to build intimacy and to discover, you know, each other. So there's not necessarily always a task that needs to be solved or done. And so sometimes that can be pretty frustrating, and I'm sure that's a shock to you.
Well, no, in fact, I remember a few years ago talking to Walt Larimore from up there at Focus, uh-huh, when he was still with you guys, and that uh-huh great book, His Brain, Her Brain, that
great
brings
book
a lot to a life, doesn't it?
Yes, that is a great book. And, I mean, it really just shows that God made us very different. But yet when we take the time to learn a few skills and really also understand the differences that we have as male and female, especially in our communication styles, mm-hmm, really we can overcome those.
No doubt about it. Aaron Smalley here joins us at KMKT. Aaron, we get to hear you occasionally popping into the Everyday Relationships program, and we should let folks know that it airs here when it airs in Colorado Springs. It's a live program, so anything can happen, right, daily?
Lots of fun.
and that's at 3 o'clock every afternoon here at KMKT and across the nation. And but you're in there, a couple of times a week at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. That's what I love about the program is it's supposed to focus on everyday relationships, real relationships in the real world, and that's what it is. People call in with literally an array of issues with kids and marriage and in-laws and personal issues. I mean, it's just a lot of fun.
Well, no doubt about it, and we have a lot of fun listening to that as well with you, Greg, Susie Larson, and then your host of guests that you have up there. And let's see if somebody wants to give us a call this afternoon, you would be up for that, right?
Oh, absolutely. I love talking to people.
Okay, 338-5790. If you're struggling in any of these communication areas, couples can just, that whole isolation thing, it does exist, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And when it's gone south, maybe for even a few months or a few years, getting to that, what's the key to bring couples that are maybe far apart together, Aaron?
You know what? First and foremost is to be aware that they're far apart, because so often we don't even realize it until we're like, okay, yes, we're feeling really disconnected. You know, and then when you realize it and bring it into the light, then what can you do about it? Often there's a lack of skills, we're busy, you know, there's stressors that are in our relationship and external stressors with work and in-laws and, you know, so really to identify that. But then simply being proactive in our communication and setting aside time each and every day to connect. And not to connect through texting. Texting's not bad, but I'm talking face-to-face. So what the research shows is, like I said, the average couple is talking 4 minutes a day. That really, if you can just move that up to about 20 minutes a day, that can make all the difference in your relationship. And really, it's setting aside distractions, setting aside the cell phone, turning face-to-face, giving each other, you know, FaceTime, your eyes, your attention, you know, focusing on being a good listener, you know, asking questions of your spouse so you get to know them, but also offering who you are so you are known. So to know your spouse and also to be known in this most intimate relationship.
Yeah, I'm thinking of couples maybe where one spouse just doesn't even have a clue that the other spouse is feeling pretty mm-hmm isolated, right? But that can happen.
Yeah, all the time that happens. I mean, it typically, it seems, and this is very stereotypical, but it seems that often the man might be a little bit more unaware of the disconnection, because typically women will rate their marriage satisfaction level higher than a man. So it's, you know, it's communicating that. As a woman, if you are feeling disconnected, you know, share that in a way that you own it. You know what, this is what I'm feeling, and this is what I'd like to do about it. I love
right.
you, and I'm committed to you, and I really want to spend some time. Let's go on a date. Let's, you know, spend time after the kids are in bed. I really want to spend some time with you and interacting with you. And it may be, you know, sometimes men are uncomfortable. You know, as women, we can go and sit and have coffee and chit-chat really quickly and go deeply. You know, my father-in-law always said that men and women are different, that they're like microwaves and crockpots sexually.
Right.
But what we found is that men and women are different communicating, that women are like the microwave. They can go deep quick, versus men are like crockpots. They need to warm into the conversation, and they also do better if they're doing something. So maybe it's taking a walk, you know, and just having that conversation together. Maybe it's going out in the front yard and shooting baskets together. Maybe it's going and, you know, doing an activity, fishing, hiking, whatever it is your husband enjoys. Be intentional and let him know that you not only love him, but you like him.
Yeah, but you have to do the other side of that too, and the going shopping or these types of things
yeah.
with your wife as well, right? I mean, just find ways of maybe including each other in those things that you normally do.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when I need to go to the grocery store and Greg comes with me, I love that because he enters into my world.
Isn't that wild?
Yes. How, yeah. Who knew that going to the grocery store together could be so much fun? You know, of course, he always ends up, you know, trying to pull some trick off. And, you know, literally one time we were there and I went around the corner and he moved and I came back without looking and threw my stuff in the cart and I looked up and it was a strange man.
Of course.
But you can always have fun, too. So if that makes you feel loved, great.
Well, yeah, and you get to find out about each other's secret little eating desires, too, you know.
Yes, especially, you know, if you're really hungry, then you're more prone to get those things you really love.
That's right. But, boy, date nights are so important. I know. Matter of fact, we had Greg on here, I think, last month, talking of the importance of date nights.
Mm-hmm.
And you would concur with that, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. Research is very strong that couples who date at least once a week, and you know, if you can't do it once a week, do it every other week. Get out and date and try some new activities, do some new fun things together. You actually can recreate those butterflies, the butterfly feelings that you had when you were first dating, because just by doing something new together and trying something new together.
Yeah, and part of that is, hey, reminiscing together and talking about some other favorite fun times you've had and recreating those, you know?
That is such a great way. If you are hearing this and thinking, gosh, you have to sit down and talk to my spouse for 20 minutes and I don't know what to talk about, because that's, you know, sometimes that's difficult to really know what is it that I should be talking about. Reminiscing is a great way to connect at a heart level, because you look back, this is where we started. You know, do you remember when our first date? Do you remember when we got engaged? Do you remember our wedding day? This was my favorite part of it. What was yours?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, different anniversaries and the birth of a child. You know, it's so great to look back and to see where you've come from and where you've arrived at today over the journey of marriage. And, you know, a lot of times you end up going, you know what, and we're really good together today.
Yeah, and this being the first day of spring, maybe you can just sit down tonight and start talking about where you'd like to go, maybe for a weekend or even for a week vacation, if that's going to happen this year or something, you know?
Yeah, dream together. Dream
yeah.
about, you know, what you enjoy and where you'd want to travel. And we always like to ask couples, you know, what's on your bucket list? And we get the greatest responses, you know, starting a ministry together, going on a mission trip together. I mean, there's just all kinds of things that you can dream about together.
Yep, no doubt about it. And, of course, praying together is got to be key too, right?
Yes. That honestly, when you pray together, there are no walls up. You really get to see into your spouse's heart. And prayer is so unifying in bringing Christ into your marriage. I mean, there's just no better thing you could do for your marriage.
Yeah, that just opens the door, and it gives you safety, and that whole just sets the stage, doesn't it?
That's a tone that, you know, maybe you're thinking, well, gosh, my spouse, when I ask him a question, he doesn't give me an answer. You know what? Start looking at how can you create that emotional safety in your relationship, because just start listening to how you're responding when he does share. You know, making sure that you're not judging what he's saying. It's so easy to go, yeah, it wasn't like that. It actually happened like this. And, you know, I don't agree with you. Instead of that, take a step back and really be intentional about how you respond to him. Because you think about when you share something, if someone criticizes you or judges it, you're not going to be super excited about opening up to that person.
Yeah, boy. Great stuff, Erin. And I know that you have a whole bunch more available at Focus on the Family, just in the way of these communication tips and like that.
Yes. FocusOnTheFamily.com. Go there. Go under the Marriage tab. There's tons of information on there. There's also, if you're finding yourself really, really stuck right now, because we all go through seasons that we, you know, highs and lows in our marriage journey. If you're finding yourself in that season that is really difficult right now, we also offer, you can call 1-800-A-FAMILY, and they will actually set you up with a counselor from Focus on the Family, and you can get one free session of counseling. And really what they'll do is kind of assess where you're at and then help you get connected with a counselor, a Christian counselor in your area, and kind of give you a plan of action. This is what we're going to do, you know, moving forward, and to kind of get you on your way of healing and restoring your relationship.
Well, that's great. I love the fact that you're providing those additional resources up there for folks as well, Erin. And thanks for that. They just call that main 1-800-A-FAMILY number to get plugged in.
Yes, that is all they have to do. And, you know, tons of resources on the website. And Thriving Family is a great resource as well. It's the free magazine that Focus publishes.
Yeah, Thriving Family, right?
Yes, Thriving Family.
Okay.
So lots and lots of help available.
That's great. Well, will we be able to hear you this afternoon? Are you scheduled for Everyday Relationships yourself, Erin?
You know what? I will be on tomorrow, Friday.
Okay.
I will be on.
Very good. Very good.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming down this way, Erin. Erin Smalley again from Focus on the Family and the program Everyday Relationships here at 3 o'clock daily with your husband, Greg. And great stuff. Thanks a lot, Erin. We appreciate your time today. Certainly. 107.1 KNKT. By the way, I forgot to mention there is an Art of Marriage Saturday event going on. This is kind of a spinoff from the Family Life Conference that was here a couple of weeks ago. This is the Art of Marriage. It's a 6-hour Saturday deal, and it's going to be at New Life Church, which is up right behind Don Chalmers on the top of the hill, Rio Rancho. Okay, so NLNM.org for New Life New Mexico, NLNM.org. You can go there, sign up for that. That's this Saturday. Find out more. From KNKT, it's about 18 after 1. We're right back with more on ABQ Connect.
The 4th Annual Southwest Chocolate and Coffee Festival has expanded for 2014 with more chocolate, more coffee, and more space than ever before. The event will take place at the Manuel Lujan Building at Expo New Mexico and run from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, March 22nd and Sunday, March 23rd. Over 100 different vendors, many are new for 2014, showcasing the very best chocolates, coffees, teas, candies, cakes, cookies, and gourmet foods. There will be chocolate eating contests, cooking demos, live music, family entertainment, free kids activities, a food photography contest, and chocolate baking competitions. Southwest Chocolate and Coffee Fest tickets include the exhibition, entertainment, door prizes, and demonstrations at just $10 for adults, $8 for seniors 60+ and students, and children 12 and under are free. The Southwest Chocolate and Coffee Fest is presented by Blue River Productions. For tickets, contest registration, and more information, visit www.chocolateandcoffeefest.com.
When someone dies or becomes terminally ill, heaven suddenly comes to the forefront of our thoughts. What's it like? Will everyone go? What about children? Thankfully, God understands our questions and concerns, and He has thoughtfully dedicated many portions of Scripture to addressing them. And this month, you can get a special resource package designed to answer your questions. The first resource is an MP3 player loaded with a special 17-message teaching series from Skip Heitzig titled From the Edge of Eternity. Pastor Skip gives insightful biblical answers to the questions he's been asked over the years about dying and eternity. We've also included Indescribable from Pastor Louis Giglio. In this DVD, Giglio leads us on a journey through the cosmos, reminding us of the indescribable glory and grace of God. Get your heaven package today from The Connection for only $35 when you call 1-800-922-1888 or online at skipheitzig.com.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
KNKT with Peter Manson here. Yes, you've been hearing a lot about the Southwest Chocolate and Coffee Festival. Let's go there now with Dean Strober. How you doing, Dean?
I'm doing great, Peter. I'm doing great. We're just, T-minus a day and a half, and everyone's getting real ready and excited for it.
I know, and every year this thing has been getting bigger and bigger and bigger, so you must be, it takes a lot to pool all this together, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, I've got an incredible staff that have, I've been so fortunate to have the same group of core individuals come back year after year to help out. It's my wife and I who are leading the charge. And then, of course, you get incredible volunteers every year. But I really host, we owe everything to these vendors, to these local businesses who step up, they step out of their small shops, and they come on out and share their food and everything with everybody.
Well, I was so amazed last year at how many local businesses, and it's not just local, but, from the region that deal with chocolate or coffee in some form or another, but then you also have some very interesting vendors that are kind of on the fringe of that too, right?
We do. I mean, it's a pretty wide umbrella, certainly under the, when you talk about chocolate.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's we've got the bakers and the candy makers. There are those who do really interesting, wonderful things with chocolate. In terms of the region, we are really excited to welcome new chocolatiers and coffee roasters down from Colorado and candy makers who've never been down here before. So we can't wait for the Albuquerque community to show them how wonderful it is down here. And we've got a lot. I mean, on top of the food, that's the prime, that's the main attraction.
That's why I'm going, yeah.
Exactly. But, when people are not indulging and enjoying all the food, we do have three rooms of nonstop entertainment, one of which has 10 bands. So
wow.
It's nonstop live music with a Metro Philharmonic all the way to some great bluegrass and live funk music.
And demonstrations and seminars and a lot of info, right?
Yes. So that's on the kitchen stage for the foodies, the Santa Fe Culinary Academy, the Southwest Dairy Farmers, a few of our really great local chocolatiers and coffee roasters will be on the stage giving great demos. It's also where we host our baking contest on Sunday afternoon. And then in the other room, we've got an entire room for families. My wife and I, we go to plenty of events with our kids, and we know that, the bounce houses and the face painting and the games, all of that makes a kid's day great. And we provide all of that for free.
Well, that's great.
And the kids 12 and under are free. And so bring the kids. Don't have to spend another dime to have them have the time of their lives.
No kidding. And there are pie eating contests. There are chocolate baking contests. The CNM, the culinary deal is going to be there. You mentioned the Santa Fe school. They're the chefs from that. And boy, tons going on, right?
There is. I had a great pleasure of getting a sneak peek at some of these chocolate sculptures. So the CNM culinary students have created incredible chocolate sculptures. I can't even explain. I mean, and they're everything from based on, Frozen and Despicable Me to zombies and hot air balloons. And they're all being raffled off at the festival. And raffle tickets are 2 for $1, and every penny that comes in goes directly back to these students and the culinary department.
Well, that's fantastic. So, and then you even have cow milking demos. I guess that goes along with the milk chocolate, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's something for everyone. So we've got, again, this is all free, live cow milking demonstrations all day, every day, thanks to the Southwest Dairy Farmers.
Right. And tell them how many vendors and like that are going to be part of this. It's hundreds, right?
Yeah, we're at about 120 different vendors. More food vendors than we've ever had before in the history of this festival. And they're all there to have people come and taste their products. Please, you know, we certainly ask everybody to understand that they're out there to sell and support themselves. So if you do like the samples that people are providing, show some love. Please make a purchase.
Yeah.
And, you know, help these businesses grow and thrive.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, live music, you mentioned that, 10 bands going just on one of your stages, right, all the way through the deal.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, as you'd mentioned, you know, so tickets are $10 for the adults. Tickets 12 and under are free.
Okay.
And just for the, I mean, just for the price of admission, you can come see, you know, between 5 to 10 bands, the baking contest, the raffles, the free family entertainment, meet over 100 incredible food vendors. We're really, really, truly excited. And we have more space than we've ever had. We've made it much more comfortable for the attendee experience. So I think we're, hopefully we'll satisfy everybody.
Yeah, I think you're set to go. And that's just the chocolate. We didn't really talk a whole lot about coffee, but boy, there are more and more folks that are doing neat stuff with coffee these days, too.
Exactly. And, you know, and some of the coffee roasters and chocolatiers have gotten together, and they're creating incredibly unique products that incorporate both. We have more coffee roasters than we've ever had. I promise you, I guarantee, if a coffee drinker comes to this event, they will be so incredibly satisfied and certainly, you know, leave with a smile and a buzz, because there's more coffee to taste, sample, enjoy, and experience at this event than we've ever had and that you'll probably find anywhere within the Southwest, unless you go to New York or Seattle. You're never going to find an opportunity like this.
Do you have places for people to rest that have just had too much chocolate and coffee, like in the course of a few hours? I mean, where you crash, you know?
Yeah. We provide plenty of lounge area, and we've got tables and picnic tables, you know, in the kids area, you know, let the kids burn it off in the bounce houses. We've
right.
got tables there for the parents to sit and enjoy a cup of coffee and a donut or some lunch while the kids run around and have fun.
Very good. Well, it's all at the Expo New Mexico Fairgrounds this weekend. You mentioned tickets, $10. And if they go online, they get a little special surprise, too.
They do, yes. So this year, if people pre-purchase their tickets online, we've got these really beautiful ceramic coffee mugs that we're giving away for free to anyone who purchases their ticket online.
That's great.
So we're excited to do that.
And the online is what?
Oh, it's chocolateandcoffeefest.com. Thank you for reminding me. Chocolateandcoffeefest.com. Again, it's 10 to 6 Saturday and Sunday over at the Lujan Building.
Okay, right in the middle of the fairgrounds there. So, and kids 12 and under free, that certainly encourages families to go, obviously. So.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, thank you, Dean. We sure appreciate that. Love to be part of this. And again, chocolateandcoffeefest.com. I know you're a busy guy today getting all this together, so have a great one, all right?
Thank you, Peter. Thank you to all of your listeners.
Certainly.
Really appreciate you making us a part of it.
Sure. Thank you, Dean. Dean Strober again from the Southwest Chocolate and Coffee Fest this afternoon at KMKT. So what else is going on in the city the rest of this month? Going to bring in Tierna Unruinos from the city of Albuquerque. That's coming up next here at KMKT.
Spring. It's right around the corner. Time for America's pastime, baseball. Time for that spring cleaning. Time to get the yard all fixed up for those upcoming barbecues. Time to get out and golf. Play softball, go fishing, go hiking, or to just get out and enjoy the beautiful New Mexico weather. Well, Gonstead Family Chiropractic wants to help you enjoy all of your spring plans. The staff at Gonstead Family Chiropractic believes everyone deserves to feel great. That means physically, spiritually, and mentally. They build trust by delivering excellent care. If you've experienced trouble with allergies, back pain, sleeplessness, headaches, or some other nagging or debilitating ailment, please call Gonstead Family Chiropractic today and schedule a consultation with one of their staff. Start your spring off right and get ready to enjoy your spring and summer activities. Gonstead Family Chiropractic, Paseo del Norte in Wyoming, or Coors in Alameda, 505-884-8584. Gonstead Family Chiropractic believes everyone deserves to feel great.
Citizen Link with Kim Troby.
A special election in Florida has raised the hopes of many Republicans. David Jolly defeated Alex Sink, even though Jolly was outspent by the Democrat 3-1. Instead of trying to look more moderate, Jolly ran on conservative values and was successful in painting Sink as an Obamacare supporter. So what does all this mean for the upcoming midterm elections? Well, I spoke with Gary Bauer, former Republican candidate for president and founder of American Values. Gary, what does it say when a popular Democrat spends a lot of money and still loses to a relative unknown like David Jolly?
November is a political lifetime away, but the early signs are that Obamacare is a perfect storm to the president and Democratic Party's detriment. It has galvanized conservative voters to be more likely to vote. And as of now, it is actually dispirited liberals who feel that the program has been mishandled and has not fulfilled the promises that were made about it.
In the open, I talked a little about Jolly moving more toward the right in this race and still getting the win.
Candidates that run away from issues that they've previously been associated with are candidates that appear to be changing their mind on fundamental questions like the sanctity of life, the definition of marriage. Those candidates will not do well in elections. So I think the congressional race in Florida is sort of a marker or a signal to other candidates to not run away from important values issues.
And we want you to have a free resource we've put together on this topic. 5 Reasons to be Encouraged About the Midterm Elections is available for download. Just go to citizenlink.com and click on the bright orange button. And feel free to share with family and friends. I'm Kim Troby.
CitizenLink is a public policy partner of Focus on the Family.
Calvary Albuquerque School of Ministry focuses on biblical studies and ministry training. The 2013-2014 school year is coming to an end. Before graduation, the students would like to invite anyone interested in attending next year's School of Ministry to be a student for a day, Thursday morning, April 3rd, from 8 to 11:30 a.m. Class will be held in the Plex at Calvary Albuquerque. Enjoy Dr. Nelson Walker's theology class, as well as worship and a time to visit with the students. No reservations are needed. Be a student for a day. Details at calvaryabq.org.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
KNKT at 132. Good afternoon. Here it's Peter Benson. Boy, Chamber of Commerce kind of day today, isn't it? Let's go down to the city of Albuquerque and see how it how the weather is down there. How's it going, Tierna?
Hey, I am fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Good. Yeah, it's boy, beautiful afternoon. How is? Let me put you on the spot. How is productivity at the city today with all this March Madness going on?
Oh, you know, I have a really nice view of the outdoors from my office here on the 6th floor, and I really wish I could be outside because it looks beautiful. But alas, I'm stuck inside today.
Okay, okay. Well, I was more referring to the basketball playoffs going
on
right now.
Oh, the March Madness. Yeah, yeah, that, well, that March. See, there you go. My head's clearly not there either.
No, you're not a basketball fan, are you?
I'll watch it if I have to.
But. Okay. But you have all kinds of other events to keep tabs on. This is kind of the city source of what's going on culturally here in Albuquerque. So fill us in. What do we got to look forward to here the rest of March?
Well, we're really excited because we just put the bells and whistles and launched the final product of a project we've been working on for a very long time, and it's called abqtodo.com. It is a one-stop shop for everything going on in Albuquerque.
Okay.
This is definitely a partnership collaborative between the city, Bernalillo County, Pope Joy, and Creative Albuquerque, as well as the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. And so it's not another city website. This is a project that we're working on, but the really great thing about it is because, you know, we tend to, there's a lot of websites out there that will tell you what's going on.
Sure.
But they might be geared more towards sports. So they might be geared just towards arts and culture or just city events like, you know, the city's website. And this really is, we want this to be the central repository for everything going on. So we've got sports and we've got, you know, Isotopes games and all the Logos games, as well as city events and UNM's events. We have a
music is on there, yeah.
From the, yeah, music. We've got a special feed coming in from the Alibi because we know a lot of people use them to find out what's going on as well. So we really want this to be the place that people go to find out what's going on in Albuquerque and Bernalillo County, really.
Well, I'm just making my first visit there right now, and it looks great. Yet it's ABQ and then to do, not the number two, it's a TODO, right?
Yes, TODO.com.
Very good.
It's really cool. We have a whole business directory. So, you know, we just uploaded 1,700 restaurants. If you can believe that's how many there are in Albuquerque. There are 1,700 restaurants in Albuquerque.
That's great.
You know, we want you to be able to go out and plan a night on the town. Where do I want to go eat? What do I want to do afterward? If you've got a family day, you know, maybe it's Sunday and you want to go do something with the kids for the whole family, go plan your day on ABQ to do. So
that is excellent. Well, it's a great new site, and checking it out right now. And you could even make the Spanish connection with the TODO there, right? The ABQTODO.com.
Yes, that was definitely on purpose as well.
Very good. Very good. So what can you tell us about what's happening, say, this weekend? We know just talked to Dean with the Southwest Chocolate and Coffee Fest. That's one of the big deals. But what else for the rest of the month, Tierna?
Well, there's a lot going on. I do want to definitely, send a call out to anyone who's interested in volunteering or being a volunteer at the Balloon Museum. We are looking for a whole host of volunteers for education programs, for docent training, and there are two training sessions at the end of the month on the 28th and 29th at the Albuquerque Balloon Museum, and they are definitely looking for people who are very interested in educating lighter-than-air flight and everything that we've got going on at that great museum. So that is one thing. We are also getting ready for the Albuquerque Renaissance Fair, which is coming up next month.
Okay.
We have got the Royal Feast. We're going to have jousting this year. Really fun. As always, we have a lot of different events going on at the Biopark. We've got our kids' fishing fair at Tingley Beach that's coming up soon. We've got a Marine Mammals Awareness Week at the aquarium where we just talk about all the different marine mammals there are in the world and some of the conservation issues facing them.
Now, what weekend is that?
That is the first weekend in April.
In April. Okay, very good.
So things are there. We are getting geared up for our very, very busy season. April is when we hit the ground running. So right now we're in a lot of planning stages right now, and April hits, and we've just got one thing after another until pretty much October, until after Balloon Fiesta. So it's just nonstop. Go, go, go.
No kidding. Well, it's perfect timing for that brand new website. And
it is.
Now, a year ago or so, you launched the previous new website, and that's cultureabq.org?
CultureABQ, and that's the city's cultural services website. So that is still where you can find everything going on that we do as far as events for the city. And all of our programs and exhibitions.
Okay, that's that open space and all of that, right? Yeah, okay.
All of that stuff. And ABQ to do it does include all of that. It's just they are able to do a lot more with it that we, as the city, are not really able to do.
Very nice. Yeah,
so they're a little different there. Yeah.
Okay. It's about time I brought in Paul Heiso and talked about that whole park and rec thing too, because that's always a big project.
Oh my gosh,
this
it's
time
a really
year,
big thing, and Paul and I work really closely together because what we do here, are at parks a lot, and Paul's got a lot of really great summer programs and things for the family, and he and I try to collaborate whenever possible to, reach out, especially to families, because what we do here, whether it's at the Biopark or if it's a street festival and we want families to come out, and what Parks and Recreation does as well is we really try to provide affordable or free, events and services to families here in Albuquerque. So
there's
a lot going on.
Keeps our community just thriving, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's quality of life.
Yep, it is. Well, Tierna, thank you so very much. And again, that's abqtodo.com.
Yep.
And check that out. It's got pretty much everything that covers the full the full spectrum, and doesn't it?
Chocolate and Coffee Fest is the featured event for this week. So.
Yes, it certainly is here, too.
Yes. Yep, definitely. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tanner. Well, we appreciate the time. And again, we'll check in with you first part of April as well, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, 107.1 KNKT, Tierna Unruinas from the city of Albuquerque there at about 20 minutes before 2 o'clock. Right back with more here. It's the middle of 40 Days for Life right now. We'll get an update next at KNKT.
For the Evans team, here's Chet and Ian Evans.
Believe it or not, tax season is a great time of year to buy a house. Lots of people are using the money they get back from their tax returns as a down payment to buy their very own home.
And with our first-time homebuyer program, you only need $500 out of pocket to buy a house. That's right, only $500 down. So almost any tax refund will cover it.
If you've been dreaming about owning your own home, then give us a call. It only takes a 5-minute free consultation over the phone to find out how much you can qualify for.
With down payments as low as $500, why not look into your options? You could be moving in before you know it. So call today.
When getting a mortgage loan, you want to work with someone you can trust. The Evans team has been serving New Mexico for over 14 years, so give them a call. The number, 221-7777. You're going to like the way they do business.
Loan Logic, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corp. NMLS 81395. Jet MLO 779936. Ian MLO 779935.
This is John Chitlett. I have a question for you. Do you know your car's owner's manual better than you know your Bible? The Bible is the inspired word of God. Jesus himself gives validity to the scriptures throughout the Gospels, as he did when he was being tempted by Satan in the wilderness. The Bible is God's owner's manual for you and your life. Since he created you, I think he knows best. Take the time to read, for Jesus took the time to bleed for your sins. And as far as your vehicle's owner's manual, we here at Southern Boulevard Automotive are Automotive Service Excellence Master Certified and AAA approved. We are here to serve you in any way we can. We are located at 2300 Southern Boulevard on the corner of Southern and Western Hills, across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just call for details. And remember, you name it, we do it.
Hi, Steve O. Jeter here, program director for 88.3 FM, Static Radio. Static Radio is a listener-supported ministry that provides an alternative to the youth of New Mexico. One of those alternatives is our annual prom coming up Friday, April 11th at 7 p.m. at The Hub at Calvary Albuquerque. Join us for a night under the stars. Snack bar will be open, DJ spinning music, and of course, dancing. For more information, please check out mystaticradio.com. That's mystaticradio.com.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
It's KNKT 142 this afternoon. I'm Peter Benson, and almost getting toward the middle already of the 40 Days for Life. Liz Turner is with me here. How you doing, Liz?
Doing good, thank you.
And you brought a friend of yours, Eleanor, in, and I didn't catch Eleanor's last name.
Sickler, Eleanor Sickler, yes.
How you doing, Eleanor?
Great.
Sickler? Are you part of the Sickler
Farms?
Folks?
That's me, Sickler Farms.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you in here. That's not what we're going to talk about, right? It's kind of the off-season for farming.
Right.
However, coming quick.
Coming
spring
on.
Spring planting,
yes.
That's right.
Yes.
But we're here to talk about 40 Days, what's going on with pro-life involvement. And Liz, fill us in a little bit, will you?
Okay, well, we're doing great. We've got about 50 churches that are participating. And of course, we're just partway into it, but we've already saved five babies that have turned around.
That's fantastic. Now, this is primarily going out of the San Mateo location?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay.
San Mateo and Marquette.
Okay, because I know that there are a couple of other locations, and we just heard about that big new late-term abortion clinic down on Yale Boulevard, something like that.
Yes.
And
when we do 40 Days for Life, we're asked by the national office to pick one place.
To focus.
Focus
right.
on one, and if there's a Planned Parenthood, they want us to do the Planned Parenthood. So that's why we always target Planned Parenthood.
Sure, yeah. Well, I tell you, neat neat opportunities there to save these babies, mm-hmm. getting the word out. Obviously, there's a lot more awareness. Do you sense that, guys?
Oh, yes.
I don't know. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Just the awareness heightened right now,
yes.
for pro-life.
Yes, absolutely. After the vote in the fall, the awareness just was huge. There were so many people. We went to churches and organizations to get this petition signed. People were not aware. They were absolutely not aware of the late-term abortion clinic in our state, that we are called the abortion capital of the United States.
Right.
That abortion is epidemic. It is. It beats war. It beats hunger, poverty, as far as taking lives.
Lots of lives lost every year, but we've saved a few just because of this campaign here. That's going on right now.
Yes.
We're in about, what, day number
16.
16, something like that, right, of the 40 days for life.
Right.
And you've got a big halfway point, kind of a restart, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Talk a little bit about this 20-day challenge here for people, right?
Yes.
That'll be coming up next week.
Yes, absolutely. We're calling it the 40-day challenge, which, yes, it is just 20 days. But we're asking people to come out to the sidewalk at 701 San Mateo and stand for fasting, prayer, and public witness right in front of the clinic. Just the presence of a person will keep women and men from going ahead and having the abortion. It's a great time to come and get challenged. We have an inspirational speaker, Grant Brissett, who's going to be speaking on pro-life. We'll also have Tara and Bud, who's movement with Protect Albuquerque.
Right.
We're going to be having them as well. And just challenging people to come out and support lives and pray and fast in public vigil. It's simple. It's really simple.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate just the effort going forward. A lot more folks getting involved, obviously. But their heart has been moved in this direction because of just the fact that Albuquerque is in a very precarious position right now with all this late-term stuff. And that's anything over 20 weeks is considered late-term abortion. But they're aborting babies way past that, aren't there?
Oh, yes.
I mean,
all the way up through birth, through 9 months.
Wow.
That's hard to imagine.
That is horrific. And we stand with you and just want to get the word out to folks, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about this thing going on March 27th, right here at Calvary Albuquerque. It's an evening event, right?
Yes. Yes, it's at Calvary in the family room. And again, we're just educating people, inspiring and encouraging them that they are part of the solution to this problem. That we want to engage our community as to the realities of what's going on behind closed doors right in the public square. So we encourage every single person, everybody can save a life if they just sacrifice an hour a day to get out there and pray and let their friends and family and church members know what's going on with abortion in this city.
Yeah, good deal. So this is the halfway point then will be Thursday the 27th, 7 o'clock. Grant Brissett, who we've had on this program a number of times before, he really challenges people, doesn't he?
Oh, he does. He has such a heart for this. And the way that he explains things to get a common ground to talk to someone that is pro-choice, that it really just, you know, provides a way for them to understand without fighting about it.
Yeah.
And it's just a conversation is the way he has it, you know. And so it makes it so much easier for people to listen if they're not feeling like they have to defend themselves. So the common ground
makes common sense.
Yes,
you know?
It does.
So come join that conversation, all right?
Yes.
Grant Brissett and a whole bunch of folks from a variety of pro-life groups here in the Albuquerque area will be joining in. 7 o'clock, March 27th, right here at Calvary in the family room, and that's only fitting that it would be in the family room.
Yes,
and,
it is, yes.
So to really get behind this 40-day challenge.
Yes.
Okay. Something else you wanted to bring up, Liz, at all? Because we got a couple of extra minutes. I know that you've got a lot on your agenda here that you want to get in.
Right. Well, I just wanted to let people know about how widespread this is. Hmm. This isn't just our city. This isn't even just the United States.
No.
We do this in 21 countries have joined us now.
Yeah.
And we get notifications from the national office about how the other campaigns are doing. And it's just amazing to see what all is happening all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Saving a lot of babies' lives and those lives then that are going to go forward, you know, with a purpose, right?
Yes,
God's
right.
got a purpose and a plan for all of us, right?
Exactly.
And so, yeah,
and
great
what,
stuff.
What we want to do is touch the hearts and minds of women, because that's how we're going to close down the abortion clinics. Because if they don't have customers, they're not going to be open. So we need to change the hearts and minds of women. And that's what we're praying
yes.
for. Yeah. We're really praying that the Lord will do that.
Well, little mm-hmm. by little by little, here in Albuquerque, of course, Rio Rancho, and all over the state of New Mexico, that new website that just posted up but this year is what, 40daysnm.com. .com, okay?
And
40daysnm.com.
And we also have Facebook.
Okay.
Of course, everybody's on Facebook, so is 40 Days for Life.
There you go. Thanks, yes. guys. Appreciate it.
Eleanor,
thank you. Liz, and again, 40 Days. Don't miss this event. March 27th. That's next Thursday night, right?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
A week from tonight, KNKT at about 10 minutes before 2 o'clock here. We're going to head on down to the Junction. That would be Joy Junction. Jeremy Reynolds on the way next here at KNKT.
Ever wonder where the music you love today got its start? The Jesus Music Revolution journeys back to the roots of Christian rock and contemporary to see how it all happened in the 70s, 80s, and into the 90s. Tune in and hear for yourself every weekend, Saturdays at 1, Sundays at 5. The Jesus Music Revolution. Sponsored weekly by Southern Boulevard Automotive in Rio Rancho, John Moore and Associates, and the Poulin family of companies. We'll see you for more Jesus Music this weekend on KNKT.
You make choices every day, like what you'll wear, what you'll eat for lunch, but major choices too. Joshua stood before the people and said, "Choose this day whom you will serve." Now that's the ultimate choice. Whenever you face a choice, there's always a temptation to do something that's not wise, something that's foolish, something that's wrong, to do the opposite of what God desires. But remember, God knows we'll be tempted. He knows. God says temptations are common to everyone. Here's what the Bible says to encourage us in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He won't allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with that temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So when you face temptation, who is it that you've chosen to serve? I'm Bob Coy. The message is called In Between. Listen for free at activeword.org.
Attention Santa Fe. Beginning Sunday, February 2nd, Calvary Santa Fe will offer a second worship service and change its service time. Service times are now 9:30 a.m. and 11:15 a.m. on Sundays. Be sure to let your friends and family know about this new opportunity for upreach, inreach, and outreach. For details, log on to calvaryabq.org/Santa Fe.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
It's KNKT 107.1 FM. Good afternoon to you. I'm Peter Benson, about 1:52. Oh, we just found out about that brand new website, abqtodo.com, that's got every conceivable possible event in there. Jeremy Reynolds, just wanted to tip you off on that, brother. How are you today?
I appreciate it. I'm still recovering, Peter, from my marathon halfway around the world trip to covering the Christ at the checkpoint.
Yes.
And then going down south to Tel Aviv, spending a few days with my fiance over there, and then a 29-hour trip home.
Mercy. Well, you have been a whirlwind for sure, but home base has got to be pretty sweet for you right now, huh?
Well, it does feel pretty good, even though I'm going to be going to a conference in Texas. I always joke with folks when they say, well, where are you from? I go, Texas, and they go, really?
Uh-huh.
So I will be in Texas next week, Peter, for the Association of Fundraising Professionals.
Now you're an English man who just loves country music, so therefore this is about as close to Texas as you would want to get, I think. Isn't it?
Yeah, indeed.
Anyways, what's happening? What were you faced with when you came back to Albuquerque? I know you got a great staff, but yeah, you come back and Yep. Head into the junction. What's new down there?
Well, one of the new things, of course, is, Peter, is this happens every year, but it's new again for this year, is on or about March the 15th of this year, the Albuquerque Rescue Mission's West Side Shelter closed. And that's what it does every year. It opens up for 4 months of the year for the worst months, and it closes. So almost every day since that point, we're back to having to turn away 5, 10, 15 people each and every night.
Okay, yeah.
However, we are, in the next few weeks, making proposals to banks and preparing to crank up again our campaign, Together We Can, which is like a major renovation expansion for us, which is very, very exciting. So I'd ask all of our listeners to pray that we have favor with banks and with God, and maybe even in the end, we don't have to go to a bank, but somebody will step forward and help big time.
Well, that'd be awesome. What are you shooting for as far as being able to house how many down there? Are you shooting for 500, 600? What are you looking
at? No, just a few more for this first time around. Basically, we will be taking people out of our multi-purpose building. This is more like the first round. It's more like of a renovation than an expansion. So, as you know, we have a whole number of people on the floor, on mats, of our big multi-unit.
Mm-hmm.
And that will go once we have the expansion. People actually have beds and rooms, which, of course, is much more conducive to getting back on your feet again when you actually have a bed as opposed to now a mat or a car on the floor.
Right. Now, what about the transitional housing units there and like that? Explain to people a little bit about that process.
Well, that was a wonderful gift, Peter. Over 10 years ago, some friends in Los Alamos who owned a hotel close to White Rock came by, and this what is now counts as our transitional living center was the second story of the old Bandelier Hotel at White Rock, which was given to us, and it became our transitional living unit.
So yeah.
We're able to employ, Peter, a small number of people that graduate our life recovery program and give them like a year or so of employment or more. And while they're working for us, they can live in those transitional living units. So it's much looser on purpose than staying in JJ proper. Because we're wanting to get people that last leg before getting back on their feet again and going out into the big, wide world.
No doubt about it. Yeah, and what a great process, too. And we were down there, actually, when you opened those up about 10 years or more ago, you know, that was a neat deal. We need to get out down there and do another remote broadcast with you here at some point.
Oh, Peter, I just think that sounds awesome. And of course, so that's what's new again. We are kicking into higher gear in the next few weeks, our campaign. Typical low summer giving levels. But
mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, Peter, I can't stress too highly, the folks, you know, really listen to me. Even though today, you know, it's a really nice day, it's warm-ish, we'll be out there. The Lifeline of Hope will still be out there. The number of meals we give is still there and going up. And now we need water. We need, Peter, teepee, toilet paper.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't doubt it.
And we need coffee, and we need basically, folks, you know, if you have a family of five, if you magnify that about 55 to 60 times, everything you need for your family, we need for our big extended group
there.
And we take items any day, any time, 7 days a week, between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. at 4500 2nd Street Southwest. Because, Peter, above all, let's not forget, we are in ministry and we need your stuff, but people sometimes think, well, he's always asking for stuff. Well, it's true because we don't get any government money, and the Bible says you have not because you ask not. But, folks, we also do need you to go to the Father on our behalf and to ask him to bless us and make sure everything goes smoothly and everything that we need we get given.
Certainly, those ongoing needs, because this is just, daily, more and more folks are finding themselves in that situation, and that's why you guys are there, to help the family. These are homeless families. So.
Well, we are indeed, Peter. Just the other day we were down there, and we saw a lady surrounded by her bags and luggage and suitcases and whatever. And, you know, she was a new resident, understandably, very scared.
Hmm.
And it turned out, I don't know, her ex or whatever had taken a child support check, a tax refund check, whatever. And basically she had no money and she was stranded. So guess what she ended up, Peter? Ended up with us, with her kids.
Wow.
And we want to be a resource, even though it can be scary to end up going to like a rescue mission for the first time. It sure beats being out downtown on the streets of Albuquerque, right?
No doubt about it. Well, Jeremy, Thanks again for the update. JoyJunction.org to get plugged in any way possible. And, hey, good to have you back home base here, brother. Get some rest, all right?
Well, it's good to be back, Peter. So stay up forever because this wannabe Texan is heading to Texas.
There you go. Thank you, man. Take care, Jeremy Reynolds. Yep. Hey, tomorrow we'll check in with the garden guy. That's Rick Hobson here on ABQ Connect. We'll have a bunch of those tickets for the Southwest Chocolate and Coffee Fest to pass along to you on tomorrow's program. And more on the Voice of the Martyrs meeting as well. That's coming up this weekend. From KNKT, thanks for tuning in daily, 1 o'clock right here on KNKT.
The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management of KNKT Radio or Calvary Albuquerque.